Today's Amud is Tainas Tezvav Amud Beis. We're holding by the very last word on Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Ma'i said there was a story, Bimei Rabbi Chalafto, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon. There was a story where there was some sort of tzara during the times of Rabbi Chalafto and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon. Sha'aver Echad Lufnei Ateva. So they had someone that went down to be the Chazan. It was the Chazan on a fast day for some sort of tzara. Or for a drought. And so they had the Chazan go down, and like we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, the Chazan, by this tainus, he would say a 24 bracha Shemayin Esrei. So it says the Mishnah, V'gamer es ha-bracha kula, he finished the whole bracha, referring to the bracha of Re'eh, he finished the bracha of Re'eh, V'loi anu achar of Amen, but nobody answered Amen. We'll see in the Gemara, rather they answered Baruch Shem, Kvod Machusa Le'lom Va'ed, but they didn't answer Amen. The Gabbai of the Shul would then say, He then said, Tikua Kehanim. He said to the Kehanim that they should blow a tekiah. Utaku, and they blew a tekiah. The Chazan, the Shliach Tzibur, would then say, Mishanes Avram Avinu Bara Mayriya, Huyan Eschem Vishma Kotzakoschem, Hayoyim Azeh. After he said that, the Gabbai of the Shul again would say, Hariyu Bnei Aaron. He would tell the Bnei Aaron, the Kehanim, he would say to blow a Shrua, and Hariyu, and they blew a Shrua. The Chazan would then continued, Mishanas Avisin al Yamsuf Uyan Eschem Vishman Bekot Sakoschem Yoyim Azeh, and it continued on with this format. Ukshavah Davar Eitzel Chachamim. However, when the matter came to the Chachamim, when they found out that this is the system that they davened, so Amru, so the Chachamim commented and they said that Lo Hayinu Nahegin Kain Ella Bishar Mizrach Ubahar Abayis. That's not the proper midang. We'll see later again in the Gemara that we only do this method of saying Baruch Shem as opposed to Amen. We only answer Baruch Shem Kvod Mechus Leilam Vayed. We only do that in the Beis HaMikdash. Continues the Mishnah that Shalosh Tanya Sarishonis, when it comes to the first three fasts, like we've mentioned already a few times, that the system when there was a drought was that they would be geyser three fasts on the Tzibur. If they still weren't answered, they were geyser another three fasts, and if they still weren't answered, then they were geyser a series of seven. So the first three Shalosh Tanya Sarishonis Anche Mishmar Misanin Veloy Mashlimin. So the Anche Mishmar. It takes us back a little bit to Masech HaSukkah. So basically the Kehanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris. There are 24 different families that served in the Beis HaMikdash. 24 Mishmaris, 24 groups of families. And each week a different Mishmar would serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And then they would repeat themselves, serving at least two times every single year. So that was the basic system. Those are the Anshei Mishmar. Now within each Mishmar is divided into a different Batei Av. Each day of the week, a different Beis Av serves that day in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's the collective Anshei Mishmar, one Mishmar serving each week. And then there's, within each Mishmar, there's Batei Av, with a different Beis Av serving each day in the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Mishnah that by the first three fasts, which were obviously the least intense ones, because the Matzav wasn't necessarily as serious at that point. So by these first three fasts, Anshei Mishmar Misanim Vlei Mashlimen. And it's true that they would fast, but the Anshei Mishmar would not complete the fast. We didn't want them to be too weak, and they had a vayda to do that week in the Beis HaMikdash, so we didn't want them to be very weak, and anyways, it wasn't such a serious fast, the first three, so we told them to fast, but they didn't have to complete the fast. The Anshei Beis Av, however, the people that were serving that day in the Beis HaMikdash, let's say their Monday, let's say, was one of the fasts of these three fasts, so then, Lohayu Misanin Klau, they would not fast at all, because they were needed that day in the Beis HaMikdash, they really needed their kayach, and again, these fasts weren't so serious, so therefore they would not fast at all. Shalei Shniyos, when it comes to the next three, so then the Anshei Mishmar Misanin Umashlimin, the people that were, the Kehanim that were working that week, but not that day, the Anshei Mishmar, so they would fast, and they would even complete the fast. Now already the matzah was more intense. The Anshei Beis Av Misanin V'loi Mashlimin. As opposed to those serving that day in the Beis HaMikdash, they fasted, but they did not complete the fast. And then Shavach Reinites, when it comes to the last seven, so then Elu Ve'elu Misanin U'Mashlimin, then both the Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Beis Av, even though they needed their kayach, but now already the matzah was very intense, so they all fasted, and they even completed the fast. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. That is the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. The Chachamim say that no, everything is one notch down. Now, Shalosh Tanya Sarishayna is when it comes to the first three, Elu ve'elu loy hayu mesan in klal. So then none of them fasted. Not the Anshei Mishmar, not the Anshei Beisav, not even the Anshei Mishmar. No one fasted at all. And that was by the first three. Shalosh Shniyah is when it comes to the second three. So then that's when the Anshei Mishmar Misanin Veloy Mashlimen, the Anshei Mishmar that were just serving that week, but not that day. So they would fast, but they would not complete the fast, as opposed to the Anshei Beis Av, by these middle three, Lo Hayu Misanin Klal, they still would not fast at all. And then by the Sheva Achronos, by the last seven fasts, so then the Anshei Mishmar Misanin Mashlimin, the Anshei Mishmar would fast and they would complete the fast. The Anshei Beis Av Misanin Veloy Mashlimin. Whereas those serving that day, so they would fast, but they wouldn't even complete the fast. So the Anshei Beis Av, according to the Chachamim, they never completed the fast. Now that we mentioned some of the halachas of the Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Beis Av, so now the Mishnah just goes on a little bit of a tangent to discuss other halachas that are negeya to the Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Beis Av. So it says the Mishnah that Anshei Mishmar mutarin lishtois yayin belelis. That the Anshei Mishmar, so they were allowed to drink wine at night, even though you're not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash when you're inebriated. But at night, when anyways, it wasn't very likely that they were going to be needed, so they were allowed to drink wine. It wasn't their day to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. They were backups. If they needed backups, they were there to help out. But at night, anyways, there wasn't much avoda to be done. And therefore, they didn't have to be concerned that they were going to be needed. And at night, they were allowed to drink wine. Avoloi b'yamin, but not by day, because they had to be on standby. They had to be ready in case they were needed. So by day, when there's a lot of avoda to be done, we didn't allow the Anshei Mishmar to drink any wine. Whereas the Anshei Beis Av, the Anshei Beis Av who were serving that day in the Beis HaMikdash, so then they could not drink at all because they were needed for that day's Avodah, and therefore, and again, like we said, you can't be inebriated when you're doing the Avodah, so therefore, they were not allowed to drink at all. Anshei Mishmar v'Anshei Maimed, Anshei Mishmar and Anshei Maimid. So now we're moving away from Anshei Beis Av. Now we're saying all the Anshei Mishmar, whenever it was that week, it was your turn to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And also the Anshei Maimid. The Anshei Maimid is similar to the Anshei Mishmar. The Anshei Maimid was a group of Yisraelim that were also divided into 24 groups. 24 groups of Yisraelim. Each week, a different group, like the Anshei Mishmar, it would be their week's turn. What does it mean it was their week's turn? So some of them, they lived in Yerushalayim, and they would gather by the Beis HaMikdash, and they would daven by the Karban. They would daven by the Karbanos that they should be accepted on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. A person is not supposed to bring a Karban without standing by it and davening. Now the Karban Tamid was brought for all of Klal Yisrael. You can't have all of Klal Yisrael standing in the Beis HaMikdash davening every day. So we had these groups of Yisraelim that they would go and they would daven for all of Klal Yisrael. So you had some of the group would be in Yerushalayim davening for the Karban, and some of the group would gather in their cities and they would fast, they would daven. We mentioned the Mesachas Megillah, they had Kriyas HaTorah. That's the Anshei Maimed. So says the Mishnah that both the Anshei Mishmar, those that were serving that week in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Anshei Maimed, who again, some of them were serving that week in the Beis HaMikdash, some of them in their cities, both groups, they were Asurin Milasapir Umilachabis. They're not allowed to get a haircut or do laundry when it's their week's turn. When it's their week, they're not allowed to get a haircut or do laundry during the week. And we'll see later that the reason for this is because if they were allowed to get a haircut, we'll talk about getting a haircut, but the same svara applies to laundry. If they were allowed to get a haircut, so then someone in the Anshei Maimed, he might say to himself, I'll say a few days before it's his week's turn, he might say, oh, my hair is a little bit long, but I'll wait till next week. Next week, anyways, I'm going to be taking off of work. It's going to be my turn to serve. I'm going to be taking off of work. I'll have extra time. I'll get my hair cut then. He's going to go into his week and he's not going to be looking very good. He's going to have very long hair and unkept hair. And therefore, in order to encourage people to get their haircuts before it's their week, we say that when it's your week, you're not allowed to get a haircut. And this way, they make sure to get their haircut before it's their turn. And the same thing applies to laundry in its relationship with dirty clothing, that a person is going to go with dirty clothing unless we tell him you can't do laundry during that week, and then he'll make sure to have fresh clothing when he goes in. However, says the Mishnah, even though they're not allowed to get a haircut or do laundry their whole week, ubechamishi mutarim imnei kfayda Shabbos. However, on Thursday, it was mutter in order to have nice clothing, to look nice for Shabbos, so then it was mutter to get a haircut and to do laundry on Thursday because of kavod Shabbos. Now, really, technically, you might think do it on Friday. Friday, people were busy getting ready for Shabbos, so therefore, the day to do these things is on Thursday. Says the Mishnah, that kol hakasav b'megilas tainis, any yomtiv that's written in Megillas Tainis, we mentioned in the past, is a Megill which records all the different days that Nisim happened to Klal Yisrael. And on these days, it's like a little bit of a yomtiv, and you're not allowed to fast on these days. And some of these days, Rashi explains, are even more chamer, and not only are you not allowed to fast, because it's such a yomtiv, you're not allowed to fast, you're also not allowed to deliver a hesped on such a day. So says the Mishnah, that any day that it says in Megillas Tainis, that it's very chamer, you're not even allowed to give a hesped. So then, lefan of aser la'achar of mutter. There not only is that day aser to give a hesped, but even the day before. Even the day before has all of these same restrictions. Whereas, and that's supposed to be as like a chizik, to strengthen the fact that that this yamtiv is aser and hesped. So they asered even the day before, but la'achar of mutter. But the day afterwards, that's going to be mutter. And Rabbi Yaisi says it's even more chamer than no. Now, lefan of ulachar of aser, Chazal made an even stronger chizik. They said the day before is aser, and even the day afterwards is aser. However, delay lehisana, if all it says in Megillas Tainis is that this day is a yomtiv, and you're not allowed to fast on that day, but you are allowed to give a hesped, you're just not allowed to fast, so it's less chamer. So then the Tanakama holds lefan of ula achar of mutter. The iser, the restriction is only on that day itself, but the day before and the day after is mutter. Whereas Rabbi Yaisi says that no, if on that day you're not allowed to fast, then lefan of aser ula achar of mutter. So then the day before also is aser, just the day afterwards is mutter. So each shita takes his stance one notch down. Says the Mishnah now, that in Geizer and Tanis ala Tzibur b'tzchila b'chamishi, that whenever Geizer or Tanis for the first time on a Tzibur, on a Thursday, shalei lahafkia hasha'arim, in order not to raise the prices, which again we've mentioned in the past, that if people had to buy food for breakfast on Thursday, then they were also going shopping for Shabbos, so they would come into the stores and they'd be buying out the store. The store owners would think, oh, there must be some sort of famine. They're going to start raising their prices, supply and demand, and it's going to be very difficult for people. So in order not to cause that situation, so we say not to be geizer tainis for the first time on a Thursday. So therefore, when we have the fast for the drought, the first three fasts, we fast on Monday, Thursday, Monday. And this way, being that you start the fast on the Monday, even when you're then also fasting on Thursday and people are going to be buying out the store, but at least at that point, the store owners already know, oh, I remember they fasted already a couple days ago. They're doing these three fast days. And therefore, he's not going to assume there's a drought, some sort of famine. He's not going to raise the prices and everything's fine. So again, so to avoid this issue of the prices being raised, so we only fast the first fast starting on a Monday. We do Monday, Thursday, Monday. However, v'shalish shniyos chamishi sheni v'chamishi. However, says the Tanakhama that when it comes to the second series of three, the second series of fasts, so then we could do Thursday, Monday, Thursday, because anyways, again, and people already know that there is a drought, and that's why we're fasting. Whereas Rabbi Yaisi says that no, k'shem shein arishoin is b'chamishi, kach lo shniyos b'lo yachreinos. Just like the first series, we never start on a Monday, so too the second or third series, we never start on a Monday. And the Mepharshim explained that Rabbi Yaisi was concerned that maybe the store owners, they're going to forget that there's a fast, and therefore all the series of fasts, we only start on a Monday. A geizer and tainis al tzibur b'rashi chadashim b'chanukah b'purim. Whenever geizer tainis on the tzibur on these days which chodesh chanukah b'purim, you're not allowed to fast. V'im eschilu ein mafsikin. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. However, the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel is that if they already started to fast, a person was fasting, and then it happens to be that one of the days of his fast falls out on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, so then he doesn't have to stop his series of fasts. I'm Rabbi Meir. Afa pisha amar Rabbi Gamliel imafsikin, even though it's true that Rabbi Gamliel says you don't have to stop your fast, ma'ida haya she'im mashlimin, he's still ma'ida that you don't complete the fast. You're not allowed to fast completely on any of these days, and therefore you're not going to complete the fast. You just have to start the fast. V'chein Tisha B'av shechol yais be'erev Shabbos, also if Tisha B'av would fall out on the Friday, which it never does, at least according to our calendars, but Tisha B'av that falls out on the erev Shabbos, where we fast, you fast, but you don't complete the fast. Says the Gemara now, that Seder Tanis Ketzad, Maitzina Sateva V'chulu. So there's a quote from the Mishnah. We mentioned in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Perek started off by describing the Seder of a fast day. And it said the Seder of these fast days for rain is that we take the Aron Kodesh out into the town square. So now ask the Gemara. Now we explained when we read the Mishnah that this Mishnah was describing specifically the last series of seven fasts. But the Mishnah doesn't say that Lahedya. And the Gemara is really gonna deal with this. So it says the Gemara, Bafilu Bekamaisa, even by the first series of fasts, we take the Aron Kodesh out into the town square, or a minhu, but I'll prove it to you that that's not true. The Braisa says that Shalosh Tanyos Rishonos Ushnios Nechnasim Beis HaKnesses Umispalin Kedarash Umispalin Kol HaShana Kula. That the first and second series of fasts, everyone would go into the shuls, and they would daven in the shul the same way they davened all year round. Only by the last series of seven fasts, so that's when they would take the Aron Kodesh out into the town square. And they would put afer, either ash or dirt, on top of the Aron Kodesh, and on the head of the Nasi, and on the head of the Avbezdin, and then everybody, each individual, would take some of the ashes and put it on his own head. Rabbi Nassan says, and no, it wasn't just afer that they did this with. Afer means either ash or dirt. Rather, it was afer mikla. It was specifically ash. It was afer of something which was burnt. Hey mevien. That's what they used to put on top of the Aron Kodesh and on everybody's heads. But what do you see from this braisa? You see that during the first and second series, they didn't take out the Aron Kodesh into the town square. They only did that by the last seven fasts. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, Ki Tanan Nami Masnisen, Ashav Achroinais Tanan, Nanenach Nami, our Mishnah. When it says, Seder Tanis Ketzad, and it says and it describes taking the Aron Kodesh out into the town square, it's describing specifically the last series of seven fasts. Our Mishnah was describing the last seven. It wasn't talking about the first three or the middle three. Bereisha Nasi, we said that they would put the ashes onto the head of the Nasi, and then the Mishnah said, V'hadar Tani kol echad v'echad, night of a nice in Bereisha. And then it says that everybody, each individual, would take some of the ashes and put it on his own head. So they started with the Nasi, and then they put it on their own heads. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that the proper Seder? To start with the Gadol, to start with the Nasi, and then to go to the people of lower stature, then to go on everyone else? But Rabbi Aimer, or Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Aimer, Begedula Maschila Min HaGadol, anytime you're dealing with something which is like a kavod, so then we start with the greater one, we start with the Gadol, Ubeklala, and when you're dealing with a Klala, something which is not a, you know, like a punishment, so then maschilin min hakatan. So then we start with the one that's lower. Begedula maschilin min hagadol. We find that when it comes to something that's gedula, we start with the greater one. Where do we see that? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe el Aaron ulalazar ulitamar. So you see, this is Moshe giving them one of the mitzvahs, and it says that Moshe spoke first to Aaron, and then to Elazar, and then to Itamar. So you see, he goes in order. And it starts with the gadol, and then it goes down. Ubeklala maschila min hakatan. However, when it comes to a punishment, so then you start with the one that's of lower stature. Like we find that betchila niskalu nachash. First Hashem, after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. So betchila niskalu nachash. First the nachash was cursed. Va'achar kach niskalu l'chava. Va'achar kach niskalu Adam. And only afterwards Chava and Adam were cursed. So you see, by a punishment, you start with the katan. But so now, putting on ashes and fasting when there's a drought, that's something that's like a klala. So you should start with the katan first. You should start with everyone else and then put the ashes onto the head of the nasi. Why do we do the reverse? Why do we first put the ashes onto the head of the nasi? So says the Gemara that this is not a case of klala. This is actually a case of gedula. Ha chashivusa l'detu. This is al chashivus for the nasi. Da amri luhu. It's us telling the nasi. We're telling the nasi that atun chashvisu l'mivi alon rachme yakuli alma. That you're really chashav enough that you're able to daven for the whole, for the entirety of klal Yisrael. You're deserving. You're worthy. And therefore, putting the ashes is actually a sign of gedula. And that's why we start by putting it on the head of the nasi, and then only afterwards everybody puts it on their own heads. We said in the Mishnah, there's a little different problems with the Gersais over here, but it's going on the on that which we said in the Mishnah, that kol echav echad was naito v'naisim bereishai, that everybody would put the ashes on their own heads, as opposed to the nasi, by the nasi and the reishav bezdin. So over there, by them, it says that they would put it on the heads of the Nasi and the Reisha Bezdin. The Nasi and the Reisha Bezdin did not put the ashes on top of their own heads. So ask the Gemara, that Nasi Vav Bezdin Nami Nishklu Inhu V'ninchu Bereshayu, that why doesn't the Nasi and the Av Bezdin, why don't they put the ashes on their own heads? Maishna de Shakul and Ishachrino Manachluhu. Why do other people come and put the ashes on their heads? Why don't they put it on their own heads just like everybody else? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba de Min Kisri, that Enoi Daimem is Bayish Me Atzmai, Lem is Bayish Me Acherim. It's incomparable a person who gets embarrassed because he embarrasses himself versus someone who gets embarrassed because someone else embarrasses him. A person could say something embarrassing about himself, it's not so embarrassing because he did it to himself. But if someone else would say the same thing about him, it would be very embarrassing. Because when someone else embarrasses you, that's much worse. And therefore, here as well, if the Nasi or the Av Bezdin would put the ashes on their own heads, yeah, it would be embarrassing, but it's Eino Daimed that to us coming and putting the ashes on their heads and saying that, look, we haven't been worthy and we haven't gotten rain, that's much more embarrassing, and that's going to be Ma'ir Tfila a lot more in a more powerful way, so therefore we put the ashes on their heads instead of them putting the ashes on their own heads. Veheicha manachlehu, and where exactly on the head do we put the ashes? Rabbi Yitzchak, B'makim tefillin, that the ashes go in the makim tefillin. Shneimer, as the pasuk says, lasim aveli tziyoyin lasis lampeir tachas efer, and we're going to have tefillin in the place of the ashes. So you see that the makim tefillin and the makim of the efer, the makim of the ashes for avelis for mourning, is the same exact place. Here too, as well, where's the ashes go? It goes by the makim tefillin.